Shabbos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Let's be magnum a few hakdamas over here to the dinim of Shehiyo and Chazorah, and thereafter Hatmana. Midaraisa, the malacha of Bishul, is only putting food on the fire on Shabbos. Putting food on a fire before Shabbos, even though the actual process of becoming cooked takes place on Shabbos, you're not chayim. Why? Because the maisa that you did is a maisa of Erev Shabbos. There's even an interesting horror. If I light a fire, and the fire takes an hour to travel, and an hour later it burns down a house. The Gemara Bava Kamma, it's called Ishim Shum Chisav, considers that my maisa, I burnt the fire. I burnt the house and with the fire that I lit an hour ago, I burnt the house down. Says the Mukhi Yisrael, so why on Shabbos if I light a fire? He's talking about Lachas Neis, but it's the same idea. If I light a fire, why shouldn't that be called that the fire that I lit is my lighting on Friday night, an hour into Shabbos? Or why isn't the food that's cooked my cooking? So the Mukhi Yisrael says, you're right. He's taka cooking Friday night, but his cooking is an Erev Shabbos Dika Maisa. The cooking was produced by a Maisa of him putting the food on the fire Friday afternoon. It's a Friday afternoon Dika cooking on Leil Shabbos. That's more or less what the Mukhi Yisrael says. The same idea, by the way, is true. According to Roiv Minyan Abinyan Apoiskim, if you put food on the fire the end of Shabbos, and it only cooks Matzi Shabbos, you're also not chayv. Even though over there you did the Maisa Bishul Shabbos, but the Maisa, the being cooked, you need both. You need the Maisa Bishul, you need the product that the food is cooked. The food was cooked Matzi Shabbos. There's only one Malacha that it's impossible to do the Maisa on Shabbos and have the Toitzah, have the Malacha that's done, the product that's produced on Shabbos. And that's a seed you put in the ground, takes 3 days to seed. So the Rishash struggles with that in the Shabbos Dav Dal. The Mechas Chinuch says, obviously, you have to say the Zechil between the two Malachas. Legabe Bishul, you need that the food should be put on the fire on Shabbos, as well as the cooking, the cooked food should be produced on Shabbos. That's one Hakdama. Second Hakdama is that Chazal had a problem with food that was not fully cooked, or even food that's fully cooked but it's on an open flame. You might cook the food more. You might stir Belosh Chazal Shem Yichatez HaKcholim. You're going to stir the coals underneath. So Chazal put into place certain safeguards. The Shaila in our Mishnah over here in Perikiro is exactly what the safeguards are. How far did they go? We're going to learn the Mishnah first the way the Rav learns it. That's the Poshta reading of the Mishnah. And then we'll have to add an alternative reading based on the way we Paskin Lahalocha, which is the way Rashi and Taisus learn the Sugya. Kira, Shehisikua, Bekashu, Begvovo. A Kira is a type of oven. The heat is not as intense as a Tanur, which is mentioned in the Mishnah base. Shehisikua was heated up, Bekashu, Begvovo. These are types of straw that they used for fuel. And what you did was, it was heated up. Nice and aleo, you're allowed to put on the kira a tafshel, a cooked dish, which generally means not liquid, not hot water or soup, but it means something that's solid. You're allowed to leave it on the fire. Leaving food on the fire, to be mashed on the fire, is called shehiyah. There's no issa shehiyah, leaving food on kashu gvova. Why? Because kashu gvova, you're never going to stir the kashu gvova in order to up the heat. Not cholam. Begefes ubeitzim. However, if the fire was heated up, begefes ubeitzim. Gefes is something that's more, it's a psoilus of different materials, beitzim or pieces of wood. Lo yitin, you're not allowed to be masha the food on it. And it's a shio ad sheyigrov, until either you take away the coals or you cover the coals with a layer of dirt, which would prevent you from touching them and turning them over. This, by the way, Rabbi says, is the equivalent of what we do. Today we don't have coals and we don't have dirt. What we do is we cover over the open flames with a blech. This is the makar of the Yiddish invention called a blech, putting a blech over an open fire. Because it's an issa shehir. You have food that's cooking. Nois nalea tafshul, begefes ubeitzim, lo yitin achi yigrif, or achi yitin this offer until you cover it with dirt. Beishamei oimrim. The Eitzah, the Kula in the Issur Shehiyah of Grufa uKetuma. Grufa is the first Eitzah of taking it off. Ketuma is covering it over. We do with the block that's called Ketuma. Beishamei says that Eitzah is only by Chamin, by hot water, by liquid. Avaloi Tafshel. A tafshul, there's more chash that you're going to play around with the fuel, with the coals. With chamin, once it gets cooked, it's cooked. Heating up hot water is relatively uncomplicated. The heter of grufo ketum is matir shehiyo by both. Beishamay oimrim noitlin avaloy magzirin. Beishamay says that the heter of grufo uktumo and even only by mayim chamin, the first tikkun Beishamay, is only noitlin, is only to have it there. It's matir shehiyo noitlin, you're allowed to take it. Avaloy magzirin, you're not allowed to put it back. Putting it back, and lefi what we said before, putting it back is also, there's more of a makom ligzar, because putting it back is a maisa on Shabbos. By shehiya, we're talking about food that you put on the flame before Shabbos. By chazara, we're talking about a maisa that you did on Shabbos. There's much of a makom to be geyser. So even mayim, even by grufo ketumah, you're not allowed to put it back on. There's a heter chazara af mach ziri. Now, this has another famous shtickel, that the heter chazara, you're not allowed to put food on a fire, even if it's fully cooked, you're not allowed to put food on a fire on Shabbos. Why? Because you're doing a maisa that in other circumstances could be a maisa bishul. Putting a pot on a flame on Shabbos is a no-no. They were geyser. Says Beis Hillel, over here it's mutter because we look at it as if you never took it off. Why? Because when you took it off, you were still holding on to it. This is the makar of when we take cholent off on Shabbos, or let's say Friday night, you want to take out some cholent after learning a seder, after the suda, you take off the cholent, you hold it with your hand while it's on the counter. When you're putting it back, it's not a chazor mechodosh, it's kiviyochel, the lom this goes, it's kiviyochel like you didn't take it off. That's the heter on chazor. Now, l'chayru, what comes out of the way we just explained the Mishnah? Is that on an open flame, if it's not grufo ketumah, then one is not allowed to leave a pot of food, even if it's chamin, and not tafshul, even according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to leave a pot on an open flame. It has to be grufo ketumah. Lemaisa, we don't paskin that way. The Gemara brings a braisa. We paskin like the Tana, whose name is Chananya, not often quoted in the Mishnah, but Chananya holds, and this is the halacha lemaisa, that the whole issur of leaving a pot on an open flame is only if the food is not cooked yet. What does it mean, not cooked yet, by the way? And here's important to introduce another concept. There's a concept called fully cooked, that's called mevushal kol tzarkoi. There's a concept called partially cooked, it's not raw. You took raw material, raw meat, raw fish, raw chicken, whatever it is, and you turned it into something edible. That's the malacha. Is it fully cooked? No. It's called Maichu Ben Drusoy. The Gemara says Ben Drusoy was a famous robber. He used to eat. He was always he was a wanted man. He was always on the run. He had to eat on the goats. Machlekes Rishonim, if the shear of that amount of bishul is kemechtze or kishlish mevushal v'nishvi, it's not fully cooked. It's not mevushal kol tzarkoi. If you cook something kemaichu ben drusoy heyoyis, it's edible already. You're not going to be as anxious to prepare it because it's edible. Even if the flame goes out, it's kochik b'diavad, it's edible. So memela over there, they weren't guys. You're allowed to leave it on an open flame. According to Chananya, the whole Mishnah, the Machlokes b'Sham v'Sil, refers to Chazara. Nothing to do with Shehiyah. You're allowed to leave a pot on an open flame. The Mishnah is talking about something that's already cooked. Because if it wasn't talking about something that was already cooked, you would never be allowed to return it to the flame, even if you're still holding on to it. Lomdis, ahin lomdis aher, that's keilu, it's still in your hand. You're doing a malacha de'eraisa of taking, according to many Rishonim, taking food that's maichu ben drusoy, if it's not fully cooked and returning it to the fire, is a malacha de'eraisa. You're taking something that's edible, al b'shas hadchak, partially edible, and you're putting it on the flame, that's definitely bishul. So we're talking in our Mishnah about a pot that's fully cooked. So according to Chananya, you have to read the Mishnah like this. Kirashi siku, etc. Noisnin oleo tafshil. You're allowed to return a tafshil. The heter of chazoru when it's ba'idu b'yodu. B'gefes u'be'etzim lo yitna chiyigroif o yad chiyitna sa'ofa. You're not allowed to return it unless, again, grufo k'tuma. Says Beishamai, chazoru. You're putting on the pot. Tafshul you can't. Only chamin. Beis Hillel says, chamin v'tafshul you're allowed to return. And then you have to add in, as commentary that this that we said in the reisha of the Mishnah that you're allowed to return it if it's grufa ktumah, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to have it there. Avaloi machzirin, you're not allowed to return it. And then that's what the machlokes in the Mishnah is going on. Meaning, say the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is on shehiyo. Beis Shammai holds that the heter that you're allowed to leave anything on a flame is only by cham and not by tavshil. Beis Hillel says they weren't goyzer at all as long as the food is maichel ben drusoy. Chananya says that, and that's la halacha we pass on Beis Hillel. So you're allowed to leave anything on a flame which is at least partially cooked, aleph. Beis, then we have a din that if it's heated up, begefes ubeitzim, with a chash of shami yichata b'cholim, that chash is legabi chazoro. And with that, in order to return when the pot, after you took it off, for that you need a blech, and for that you're allowed to put it on as long as it's oida b'yoder.